Saunders 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason, Craig and Terry at Wellington for the Wellington, and I always get this slightly wrong, the Wellington Welly Boot Throwing Competition.
It's a double welly.
It is, a double welly.
Not a double whammy, a double welly.
Of course, we are here, of course, with support from the Taunton Visitor Centre. Calling to the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Right, we are at Courtfield School, and alongside us is the lovely Sue, who's one of the organisers. In fact, the organiser. Good afternoon, Sue.
Welcome.
Well, we've just opened up.
Yes.
People are beginning to come in. Tell us a little bit about, this is the World Welly Wanging Championships.
It's actually the World Wellington Boot Throwing Championship,
okay.
Because we then got a copyright on it.
Right.
So we are the one and only in the country.
Right.
So, yes, welcome. It's a lovely day.
So this is number...
Nine.
Number nine.
Yeah.
So next year's the biggie then.
Yes, next year we're hoping to go all out and have a celebrity along to do prize giving at the end.
Brilliant. So who thought this one up then? Did somebody come along and say, I tell you what, let's just play with throwing Wellington boots?
We needed to have a wacky event to draw people to the town. So Terry, who is over on the field, he went to Wacky Nations, which are a company who dream up fun ideas.
Silly things.
And he came back to us and said, what about this?
Yeah.
So, and we've gone ahead with it from there on in.
Right. Now, people don't just come from Wellington, do they? They come from all over the place to this particular event.
Yes, they do. We've had people from New Zealand before. We normally get people from Ireland. And I believe we've got the dog show down the bottom, and they are having people from quite far up the country coming down for the, it's the SOS Romanian dog show.
Oh, right.
And there's an agility down there today.
That's the rescue dogs, isn't it?
That's
Romanian
right,
rescue
yes.
dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not just throwing Wellington boots. Looking around, there's lots of other things to do. So if people want to come up, what else is there that they can do when they come up?
We've got a raffle tent, a tombola. We've got live music, starting off with a silver band and then following on with music by some other people. We've got have a go archery. We've also got a small person's throwing area, so
right.
The tens and under have their own area.
Okay.
We've got a dog show with agility.
Yeah.
And there's various other trade stands and fun stands.
I can see behind it says hog roasts. Now the World Tour of Taunton is renowned for eating its way around.
Yes, you and
so,
me, Terry.
So looking at chips in the mood for food, gourmet grub and hog roast, we're going to have a bit of fun here this afternoon.
It does sound like it.
Right, now, the whole idea, of course, is Wellington boot throwing. Is it individuals? Could people enter as an individual or a team? How
we've got
it
individuals.
Right.
We've got teams. As I said, we've got little people. A team is six people.
Right.
It's £5 to enter as a team,
yep.
£1 to enter as a single person, and I believe the children are 50 pence. So
okay.
We try not to charge a lot of money because we want it to be a fun family day.
Are there prizes for the...
Yes, we have trophies. The under sixes have a medal every time they throw.
Right.
The under tens, etc., we've got trophies. There is a shield for team winners.
Right.
And there's also shields for the longest male and female winners.
Oh, brilliant. Imagine that, the World Wellington Boot Shield. That'll do nicely. So let's hope it goes all right. Weather is all right so far, but...
it's Wellington. Put your wellies on
Wellington. Sue, we'll let you get on. I know you've got lots and lots to do.
Lovely,
and
thank you.
We'll have a wander around and see what's going on.
Thank you very much.
Sue there, who's the organiser of the World Wellington Boot Throwing Championships in Wellington. So this is, you've heard of a double whammy. Well, this is a double welly.
Yes. And what, do you know, it doesn't matter what the weather is going to throw at them. They are here, they are putting the event on, and there's loads of stalls setting up. So come on down and support them.
And we're going to have a go at this later on. We might have a little competition between the three of us.
Yeah.
And there are different ways. Having done it before, there are different ways. So what I'm going to do is we'll have a little chat later on about the different ways in which one can actually... It's not just a question of threats. It's a bit of science in this, all right? But what you need to do is you need to come on down. Unfortunately, other things like the September Fest in Taunton has been cancelled today because of the weather. So come on down here to the World Wellington Boot Throwing Championships at Courtfield School in Welly. And this is the World Tour of Taunton for Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry, Jason and Craig at Wellington for the And I've got to get them in the right order.
You
the
have.
Wellington throwing boot.
No.
No.
The the World Wellington Boot Throwing Championship.
Well done. Well
at
done.
At Wellington.
Exactly.
So you heard of a double whammy. This is a double welly.
It
and
is.
That's going to go on all day. Because once I get something in my mind like that, it goes
yes.
on. So we're at the double welly in Welly.
We are indeed. Of course, supported by the... don't laugh, Craig. Serious. Supported by the visitor centre here in Taunton, of course. If you want more information on events in and around our county down, pop in to the Market House for great ideas on what to do.
You can hear some giggling going on. Craig's one of them. But we're with Tash and Casey. Now, Tash and Casey have a very important job to do. They'll probably say they haven't because they're laughing like drainpipes at the moment. They are the people you're going to see when you come up and book on to actually throwing one of these wellies. Tash, good afternoon. How's it going?
Okay.
Bit damp, isn't it, in places?
Just a little.
We've had to reorganise the tent here. We've been allowed under the tent, which is great.
This is our special
So this
tent.
Is our special, and we've been allowed into the special tent not to get wet, and there's just drips all over the place. That's not just Craig and Jason,
no.
so... okay, so somebody wants to come and throw their welly. They need to come and see you. What do they do when they get here?
They've got to fill out one of our forms.
Right.
So we need their name, address, postcode. They... circle which entry they're going into
yeah, yeah.
and then it needs to be signed.
Right. They sign it.
They sign it.
To make sure
health
that
and
unlike...
safety because they would have read all the rules and the
Because Craig some years ago had a health and safety issue in that his head kept going outside of the line. So
that
there was
happens
a lot...
quite a lot. All
yeah,
I can say is
right,
don't
then.
Stand down there on that side because
no.
you're more likely to get hit.
No. Now I see it's a little bit technical here because we've got clipboards with I presume that's the different categories.
It is, yeah.
So you can put a few forms on each.
Yeah, because instead of people having to keep filling a new form out,
right.
we find their name again.
Yeah.
And we just put times one, times two.
Oh, yeah, because people might go away and come back and say, I'll give it another go or whatever.
Some people throw 20 times.
Really?
It's so competitive. Honestly, the groups, which I have to say, George Street Massive, are the most competitive.
Really?
So to beat them is the big one.
So we've got real... Now, yeah. We don't understand competition, boys, do we?
No.
We already was talking about having a team... But we're not having a team because we're going to.
So should.
Oh no, we should. We're going to do them as we're going to compete as individuals.
We can't agree a team.
We can't agree a team.
Honestly, you'll have say a man or a female. As soon as the scores go up, they're back.
Really?
Because they're like, well, we're second now.
So someone will stay. It's a bit like the qualifying in Formula One. You sit
yeah.
in the pit until somebody beats you, and you come out and do it
again.
There
is certain people that we do put to the side because we know they're going to have about 30 goes. So
really?
We make them easier for us rather than going through loads and loads and loads.
Now
of
I don't
sheets.
Know whether you know. I'm going to throw this one at you, but by all means, say no. Have we got records?
Yeah.
Do we know what the record is?
Yeah.
Or the world record for men, 65
yeah,
meters.
Yeah, but ours is 36.1. And
right.
that was John O'D, I can't say it, from Ireland.
John O'Dea from Ireland in 2015. And 24 metres for Lauren Fellows in 2012. So the world record is 64. That's one heck of a long way to throw a wally boot. Isn't it?
I know.
Tash, brilliant. Casey stood at the back here. Good afternoon, my man. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Yeah, very well. Thank
so
you.
So you're part of all of this process. Tell me, have you ever wanged one of the wellies?
I can't say I have, no.
Right.
No, it's the first year that I've been.
Yeah.
Know Tash very well. She's asked me to help out.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just excited to see how it goes and see if we can break any records this
well,
year.
Well, let's do that. Tash, is there any particular way? Now, I'm going to have a discussion with the boys in a minute about
how you're not going to get tips.
You can listen to it as well.
Well, we hear all different. Some say that holding the bottom.
Yeah.
Some say scrunching it up a bit. But to be fair, there are so many ways of throwing it and... They keep going and they keep trying all different ways, won't they find one?
I mean,
then,
to be honest, when I've done it in the past, I've done the over-the-shoulder one, and I've also done the through-the-legs one, where you can actually get quite a lot of action through
there. I can't
sort of
throw save my life.
But it's going to be interesting.
Can I just say, thank goodness we're on radio for watching you doing that movement.
What you mean, the
through-the-legs
one? Yeah. Well, never mind, we did, as you say. Yeah. It's a good idea that Craig didn't decide to do Facebook Live at this
just
actual moment.
Just be careful when the photographer walks around, because this is my husband. And that is their new picture on everything.
So Tasha's so showing us a picture of her husband. It looks like he's been shot, actually. Yeah. So we'll do that. Tash, Casey, brilliant stuff. Thanks ever so much. We will take advantage of your lovely offer to stay here when it rains.
There's drinks as well.
Oh, look at that. Say no more. Right then, boys, we've got to get ourselves psyched up. And we'll get involved with this as soon as we can. And there's loads and loads of people here already. People are looking at us very strangely. And so we'll wait and see what happens at the World Wellington Boot Throwing Championships here in Courtfield School, Wellington. It is the Double Welly.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about for the World Wellington Boot Throwing Championships at Wellington, Craig.
Yes, and of course it's supported by Taunton Visitor Centre. Pop into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Yes.
So we're definitely absorbing all the atmosphere that this venue has to offer. Now we've just come across a ta-da marquee. Who is with me? Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Laura.
Hi, Laura. So you're here today to showcase what?
Ta-da, which I do children's music, dancing, singing, acting, all ages. It's very much child-led and full of fun and laughter and silliness.
So what do you love about it?
I just love watching children come up, especially when I'm in a festival here, how they come up and they're a little bit shy, maybe holding onto mum's leg, and then the next minute they're singing and dancing, trying on all the costumes, making up silliness and really enjoying themselves. So the fact that they actually don't want to leave and the parents wander off, throw a boot and...
So it's great to come down here because it's an opportunity for you to showcase what you do, and it's fun for the children to get involved with it. So how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing this, the World Welly Boot Throwing Competition, for 4 years now. And I've been doing this kind of thing for about 15 years, so...
Wow, yeah. And are you primarily Wellington-based then, or do you go further afield?
I'm primarily Wellington-based, but I do travel. I have a car, I have a bike, wings!
Yes, you're flying. So have you had a go at throwing a welly?
I throw my own wellies, but because I'm on my own on the stand, I never actually get a chance to go have a go. And I think actually I'd probably be a little bit dangerous.
I think you'd be very, very good, to be honest.
Do you think so?
Yeah, do you know what the record is here?
It's quite big, isn't it?
It's about 35 metres.
Yeah.
So, and that's quite a challenge.
Maybe I'll have a go later. Are you going to have a go?
Yeah, I'm going to have a go.
Yeah.
Jason, you're going to have a go?
I am, but not when you're throwing, because 2 years ago you nearly killed somebody with a welly.
I knocked somebody
that.
Out.
Yeah, it was Craig.
You were here?
Yes, I was.
It was Craig.
I remember that.
It was Craig.
I wondered who it was. Oh, sorry, I might not do it then this year.
If you do, just keep your distance. Yeah. And they have got safety. They have got safety completely under control here. They've got borders and barriers, so you can't actually get into the main arena. So if somebody's interested in having their children be part of Ta-da, what are your contact details?
You can find me on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page, Ta-da Drama. Or you can come and chat to me here, or just ask anyone around in Wellington. They know me.
Yeah, sure. Now do make your way down here. This is going to be open till 4 o'clock, I believe.
I think it is, yes. I think the last throw is about 4 o'clock. And don't worry, whatever the weather is doing, make sure you come on down, because at the moment, we're in bright sunshine.
Yay. Yeah, we're so lucky.
Just don't forget
with the
your
sun.
Wellies.
Yes, just don't forget your wellies. Yeah, brilliant. It's not quite muddy here, so I think we're all right.
No, it's dry underfoot. Even Terry in his shoes are doing okay so far.
Yeah, okay.
Very nice shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, have a great day.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry, Jason, and unfortunately Craig out and about for the World Tour of Taunton. And we are at Wellington for
the World Wellington Boot Throwing Championships.
There's too many W's in
there. It's Welly, Double Welly, Double Welly, yes.
Of course, we are supported by the Visitor Centre in Taunton. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Now, we need to set the scene here. For some reason this morning, Craig has had 17 cappuccinos. But anyway, he's good value today, isn't he? We've moved across the field here at Courtfield School, and we're here with a very fine gentleman called Brian, and this is the Archery Centre. Good afternoon, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, and welcome to the Welly 2017 World Championships.
Thank you. Thank you very
That's
much.
Quite all right.
Right, now there's Welly boot throwing going on, but you are actually, or we're standing in front of an archery setup. Tell us a little bit about this.
Okay, we're set up so that it's nice and safe. We have got an area behind which is safe, and we have got a net there to stop the arrows from going off. So we're going to have this young fella over here. Going to have a shot in a minute.
What we're going to do is, if we can ask you, we'll wander across here. If you could show Craig, tell Craig what to do. I know that I'm not sure that's the right hand at the moment.
Okay, so hold on a minute. Okay, so what we're going to do, Craig, is you're going to line your feet up for us correctly, okay? So we need to know whether you're right or left eye dominant. Do you know whether you're right or left eye dominant?
Yeah, I'm dominant on my right.
Okay, which means you're normally right-handed. Okay, yeah. So we line our feet up, so your feet are pointing towards me. Okay, turn sideways on. So I'm now going to pass you the bow, which is already loaded, so you put your left hand out like that. Okay, modern way, we're going to pull the strings back with three fingers underneath the arrow there. So we're going to pull the strings back to the side of the cheek, so you're then looking down the arrow towards the target, keeping the elbow nice and high. So pull back a little bit further, and then just release the string towards the target. Okay, the listeners can't see that, but that was just off to the left of goal.
So that's if looking at the target, we've got the bullseye, the gold bit.
Yep.
And then we got probably an inner, if you like, the red.
Yep.
And then the blue and the black and the white, and then you've missed completely. So that's not a bad shot then, is it?
Okay, yeah, that is an absolutely brilliant shot, but this is only at 10 yards. If you were an Olympian, you'd do it at 7 times the distance, so you'd be shooting at 70 yards. Okay, so we do it nice and close, which means that we get people to be encouraged that they can hit the target, and then we will then slowly bring them further back until they're getting to the Olympic distance. Ooh. The distance that we're shooting at today isn't for Olympians, so you're not quite there yet.
Right. So if I was to move back 7 times further,
yes,
ultimately the only alteration I need to do is to pull the string back further, right?
Not necessarily. What you do is you get a much stronger bow. Okay.
Can you tighten this one up?
No. This one is for people who are shooting at 10 yards. Okay. There are other bows, and this is a simple, what is known as a bare bow. And this bare bow has got no sights, no pulleys on the end of it. If you go and watch the modern Olympics, they've got pulleys top and bottom, and this is about 10 times more powerful to pull back. However, with these pulleys on, it reduces the amount that you have to pull it back, but you can get the further distance without really struggling to pull it
and
back.
And on those match bows, though, they almost look like they're ships. They've got lots of things sticking out the front, which are presumably sights.
Yeah, they've got the sights, they've got balancers and all those sort of things. I didn't bring that today because really this is just a have-a-go for children and adults alike.
So do you do this as a business, Brian?
Yes, I do. I do indeed. It's known as B Bland Instructing, and I work in association with Ling Shooting, which is Abby Ling and Ed Ling.
Right, okay. Brilliant.
Now they are the world champions at clay shooting.
We've met Ed.
Yeah, no doubt you have. Now, just whilst he's doing that, he's actually loaded the arrow up the wrong way. The single flight is always looking up. I didn't actually say that. There's someone in convulsions in the back here. It'll be your turn in a minute.
I just stand out of the way.
Kick in there. Three fingers underneath the string. See, this time you're going to pull back to the side of the cheek.
Hang on, it's not on the...
It is. Pull back. So you're looking down the arrow, sighting down that arrow. Keep very still. Just flick those fingers and release the string. And there we are.
Oh, we're closer again. We're close.
On the line,
right.
Which is a goal.
Now, come on.
Yes, I got a goal second time round.
Right, okay. I think it's time for us to have a go, RJ's. All right. What we'll do is we'll have a go, and then we'll come back a bit later on and tell everybody what we did. So you need to come down to Courtfield School, and we need to beat these almost gold and the red of Craig at the archery, which is down in the corner. Do come down and say hello to Brian. This is good stuff. This is the World Wellington Boot Throwing Championships, Courtfields, Wellington. This is today's double welly. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Visit them online or into their premises at the Market House to find out what's going on in and around the town. Now, we are the World Tour of Taunton, and we are in Wellington today, Courtfield School, for the World Wellington Boot Throwing Championships. We've had trouble with that all day, trying to get that done. But I'm actually here with Councillor Gary James, who is the Wellington Mayor. Good afternoon, Gary.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you
good
doing?
Afternoon.
It's been a long day already.
Just about. So,
yes. Now, ninth year of the World Wellington Boot Throwing Championships, and this is quite an event for Wellington.
Certainly is, Terry. It's becoming an integral part of our social programme throughout the year in Wellington. It promotes all the activities that we have around. The cadets are here, the various groups, Wellington One and the funeral care people, everybody comes out and enjoys the event. It's primarily, I would say, for children, but even the adults really come in and start throwing wellies about and enjoying themselves as well, because it is a world event.
We were talking to Tash earlier on, who's the lady that's booking people in, and she was telling us a little bit about, it's almost like people watch the score, and then if they're top and somebody else beats them, back they come and throw it again. It looks to be extremely competitive.
Very much so, yes. And it's good friendly spirit in there, but people like to win. You know, these West Country people, there's something about them, and they're not going to be beaten, and they keep going all the time, and fair play to them. And some of the distances that are thrown with these Wellington boots is quite considerable.
I saw the world record, something like 65 metres, but we've done 37 metres from the Irish chap a couple of years ago here. Yeah. I mean, just throwing a boot, I mean, it's just, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, there's various techniques about it as well, too. It's quite interesting to see the way some of them do it.
Well, we were talking about that because we're going to have a little competition between the Tone FM presenters today. We've had an archery competition, and there he is, Jason, in the background here, who won the archery competition. Yeah, right. So we'll see how we go, because we're a little bit... We were going to enter a team, but we're too competitive for that, so we're going to do it together. Gary, tell us a little bit about what else is coming up, because you will shortly, I believe, be starting off the carnival season round about the end of this month.
Yes, on the 30th, Terry, the Wellington Carnival is taking place. We hope it's going to be a great success, and we've just had the food fair. But going back to the carnival, it's a lot of these things are obviously weather dependent to make it a real success.
Yeah, absolutely.
And obviously we hope that the weather hangs in for us. The carnival from Wellington is always very, very well supported, and it's a thing that should continue, hopefully, for many years to come. I know that they're possibly looking for a new facility somewhere to store their equipment and bits and pieces so they can work on the units throughout the year, but it's always been supported by the Town Council and the people of Wellington in general, and it's a grand event. You know, they come all the way from Rockwell Green through to the town centre, and the people on the streets and that, you know, truly participate in the event, being for the first of the season for this area.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think people realise exactly what goes on in Wellington, because there's lots of things. We were here for the Wellington Street, I think, the eating stuff. Now that's the thing, you see, because the World Tour of Taunton is renowned for finding its way around eateries, as there's a hog roast and various other things here. So I think it's really good that the amount of stuff that goes on in Wellington, and people should come to Wellington a lot more often. Right, Gary, we're going to go on, because we're going to see have you got any tips on how to throw these darn things then, because I've thrown them before and with very, very little success, and Craig has managed to try and kill people outside of the lines before, so being someone who's seen this before, have you got any tips for us on how to throw these things?
What I think is, Terry, is to have a look at somebody who's thrown it the furthest and try to copy them.
Do you know, that's good advice. Gary, always a pleasure, and I hope this goes well, and hopefully we'll be able to see you at carnival time as well.
Thank you very much, Terry, and I hope everybody has a grand day today as well.
Thank you. Councillor Gary James, who's the Mayor of Wellington, who opened up the proceedings today, along with an earlier performance from the Majorettes. You can hear them in the background. They're here today as well. Lots of things going on, lots of things to try out. We're going to try the wellies in a minute, because at the moment our champion is Jason, who's the champion. Champion arrow throwing.
You're slightly underplaying this. I never win anything sporting.
Right. Okay.
And in the archery, not just throwing arrows, in the archery competition, I beat both of you.
Oh, this is gonna. How long are we gonna have to? How long are we gonna put up with this?
Now, Terry, I don't know. I'm getting tired of it already.
Yeah, funny enough, if Craig had won, there would have been banner on Facebook. There would have been a whole, you know. There would have
Whereas
been
the only thing on Facebook is the arrow falling off of my bow.
Yes,
which really wasn't my fault. No. I wasn't tutored properly.
But just to be clear, I won that competition, okay?
Right.
Fair
now,
and square.
If you want to come down and do better by getting loads of gold centre circles on the archery.
Not more than me.
No. Come on down. This is Courtfield School on the Sir Rockwell Green side of Wellington, and it's absolutely brilliant. The World Wellington Boot Throwing Championships, plus lots and lots of other things. It's on until about 4 o'clock, so come on down and join us.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry, Jason and Craig out and about for the World Tour Taunton, of course, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town. I'm afraid it's come down to a sporting challenge, which I'm worried about already, but we've got to do this, haven't we, Terry? We've got to enter the Wellington Welly Boot throwing.
Well, you should still be fairly cock-a-hoop.
I am.
Being the archery winner. Right?
Say that again.
Cock-a-hoop.
No, the archery winner is the bit I was looking for, because I actually won something. I'm most proud.
Right.
Right, okay. So let's just set the scene. You have an adult-sized Wellington boot to throw. The course is marked out a bit like a shot put.
It is. It was like a shotcut discus type thing. So you've got sort of two white lines that are running away, so opening up as at the end of the depth.
And the most important bit is we've got to keep it inside the lines, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you go outside of those lines, then you're disqualified.
Okay.
Right. So a short time ago off air, we drew lots.
We did.
And you lost because you're going first.
I'm first.
And I'm going second. And Craig's going last.
Yes.
Right then, Jason.
Right.
You better go and...
According to the rules, we've got to do some warming up.
Oh, right.
So I think we need to do some stretching and moving.
Really?
Really.
Last time I did that was 1976. Do I really got to do that?
You have.
Okay.
You've got to warm up.
Right.
We don't want any injuries.
Right. One, two. One, two. That's all I'll do. I'm warm. I mean, sun's out. I'm warm. Go on, stop procrastinating.
That'll do. Right.
Stop it. Go get your boot.
No, right.
Go get your boot.
All right,
it's your
okay.
first. Right. Jason is off to go and get the boot. Right. Here he goes. Right. What is
ready?
He? What is he? What? Are you ready?
Yes.
Go on then. Throw. Right. Come on. We're waiting now for the guys to come back and tell us the length.
Oh, and the length is, hang on, wait for it, Jason, 10.6 metres.
Ooh, that's quite far.
That'll do.
I'm quite proud.
That'll
I'm
do.
Proud at that. I'm
right, okay,
that.
About time I had a go then, right.
Right.
Now, okay. The guy's telling me that I'm supposed to scrunch it up, so here it goes.
Hang on, whoa. There's children nearby, go careful.
Steady on, are we ready? Here we go then.
Well done, Terry, that was good. That wasn't bad at all.
Hang on, wait. Let's get the measurement. Right, what's the measurement, Craig?
18.3.
Oh, that'll do.
That's pretty good.
We'll have a bit of that.
Right. Okay.
Right then. Now, this is the bit that nobody's been waiting for.
It's Craig's attempt. Now, can I just say...
Craig's attempt to kill people.
Craig last time managed to get it into one of the stall holders a couple years ago. So we need to make sure that he doesn't do this again.
Right, okay. Are we ready then?
Right.
Okay, three.
Hang on. He's going to do a run-up. Is that allowed?
Oh, yeah, we'll watch him do it. Go on, up he goes.
Right, okay.
And
ready?
Go.
Ready?
It's gone outside on the left. It's gone outside on the left.
Does he get another go?
Yeah, like, yeah, we get two all other right. goes, but it's gone outside. So he didn't let us. He didn't let us down.
He's done it again.
He's gone outside. No. You can't do it again. It's your turn again. Go to your second one. Come on.
Right.
Come
okay.
on. Go to your second one.
Right,
are you ready? Go on, then. all these things. Okay. Right, we're just waiting now for to come back from the, and this is 10.6.
That's not 10.6.
Well, 12.5 is still getting it. 12.5.
Okay.
Right, about time I had a go. That's my turn again.
You again? All right. Again. Hang on, let me have the mic. Yeah.
Let's just have a bit of a throw. Ready? not sure what that was at all, but that was outside. so that's one outside for me, one outside for Craig, and I'm still winning on my first throw.
Okay.
My first throw was 18.3. So I 18.3, and Jason's 10.6. And Craig hasn't got anything at all yet. So come on, back to me.
Now
it's Craig's turn.
My turn. Go on.
Go on.
You ready?
Yeah, go on. Give it some welly. Go on.
Okay.
Give it some welly. Go on.
Very good. I like that.
Give it some welly.
He's running
go
again.
Okay. Hang on. That's a bit good. Oh, that's going to be close. Hang on. Wait for it. 18.8. That puts you into the lead. You're beating me. 18. Oh no, we can't have that. 18.8.
Don't worry, I'll beat that.
All right, go
is
on.
Is it my turn now?
It's your turn again now. Yeah. Go on.
Right, hang on.
people, I've been watching this. I think I have a new technique.
You okay,
ready?
Go on then.
Right, ready?
Oh, that's some technique, because it's outside. Well, at least we've all put one outside, haven't we?
We've put one outside.
Well, right, okay. Now, 18.8. I've got 18.8 to beat.
Hang on. Give me that mic.
18.8 to beat. Then.
Right, okay. Come on then.
I've got to give it some wellies.
Come on. Beat Cray. Beat Cray.
Yeah, that's not good. Sorry, not good. That's not bad. Wait for it. 19.7. And you're on 18.8.
Could I ask for a remeasure?
No, you got another go. You got another go.
You might go.
Okay, are you ready?
Go on, then.
Let's go get my welly.
Go get your welly.
Why is he running up?
Got my welly.
What's all that about?
I don't know, really, but let's see.
Go on, then.
Not done too bad up to now. What's hang on, that's not too bad.
Really?
It's gone out slightly to the left. I don't know whether they measure it on an angle. Let's wait for it. It's coming back. Yes, 17.3.
So hang on.
So 17. So going back through the top then, let's go for Craig was a no throw, which nearly killed the chip van. An 18.8 and a 17.3. Very good.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
A 12.5.
Yeah.
A 10.6,
yeah,
and then you nearly tried to kill the guy that's measuring it by going outside.
It was good throw, though.
It was. And me, I started off with 18.3, then I tried to kill somebody outside, and then I'm afraid, gentlemen, the winning throw of 19.7.
Oh, I'll give you that. Okay. I'll give you
so
that.
So you're the archery winner. Archery champion. I'm the welly boot throwing champion.
And Craig's the loser.
Craig's the loser.
Craig is the loser.
I don't know. Second Craig.
Hang on, where we got that then?
I don't know. Craig, second, 18.8
meters. No, that's not Craig.
Yeah, it's me. It's my name.
That shouldn't be, because I got 19.7, so what's
that
all about?
Oh, here we go.
We'll go.
But that was not on your second throw. You only get first and second.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, probably. Okay, then.
Hang on.
How did that work?
You had three throws, and then you counted the first one.
Well, apparently. Never mind. I still won. This is the World Wellington Boot Championships, throwing championships down at Courtfields Wellington. And it's beautiful. Sun has now come out. Loads of people down here. And we're hoping the record might go today because we've got some competitors. But come on down, because we can tell you, boys, can we not? This is a big laugh. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig, Jason and Terry. We are at Wellington for the
World Wellington Boot Throwing Championships.
That's it. You've got to say it because I get it in the wrong order.
Well, I haven't had a cider yet, so it should be all right. But it's the double welly. We haven't said that for a while.
We haven't, no. We are, of course, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town. And we've stepped away from the competition
slightly.
To a different kind of area.
We have, right down in the sort of bottom corner of the Courtfields. You can't miss it because it's full of dogs. Now, there's a dog show going on down here, and there are things like agility and other bits and pieces that you have at doggy shows. Lots of barking. But the important bit is that it's hosted by the SOS Romanian Rescue Dog Southwest. Have I got that right, Joe?
Yep, SOS Romanian Rescue
right.
Southwest.
I'm with Joe, who's one of the trustees. Joe, tell us a little bit about the organisation.
We've been going a few years now. We bring dogs over from Romania, find homes for them. They go into foster homes around the Southwest. We've adopted dogs all over the country, really. People sort of come down and get
so them. What happens do over in Romania, do they say actually we've got, or you must have connections with them over there?
There's a Romanian lady here,
right,
that is, she, we deal with her. She's got shelter in Romania,
right,
so she has the dogs,
so the dogs go into her.
Yes,
she contacts you and says I've got these dogs for rehousing.
A lot of it is online. We see the dogs, pictures of the dogs,
right.
We generally bring small to medium sized dogs, and then she gets more vaccinated. We get them neutered, spayed, microchipped, so they're all ready to go.
So they have to be quarantined when they come over.
They have to spend, I think it's 24 or 48 hours in a kennels, which is part of the transport place that use. So they bring the dogs over, they stay with them, they're then checked by a DEFRA vet for making sure it's all proper, right. you know,
and it's all
legal.
Sorts of different ones. Now you've got one here. What's she?
Yeah, this one is Snowy.
Well, not surprised she's, because she's a beautiful white
yes,
coat.
She's a, well, sort of sheltie looking like, cross.
Yeah, but, she's lovely.
Yeah, big white fluff ball. So yes, she's a smallish one, and okay. we've got. Got all sorts, really. They're a real mixture.
So when it comes to somebody who you're going to house a dog with,
yes.
I presume you take you will go along to the houses
oh,
and
yes.
check.
Oh
do
yes, we do home checks. So we've got a website. They fill in a pre-adoption form, giving all their details of the home they can provide. We then find somebody to go out and do home checks and right. check out. Where they're living, making sure the gardens are secure, yeah. and because they can try and escape, we have
well,
to be quite
I presume
careful.
It's going to take some time yeah. to integrate them into.
Yes, they're used to being free on the street, so we, you know, make sure that their garden's secure. And
so are most of the ones in Romania like feral dogs? They're being picked up
no,
on the streets. It's not.
No,
mistreated ones, or is it anything?
Yes,
really?
Some are mistreated.
Right.
Some they abandon them because they get old, or there's. A dog, some maybe here that had too many puppies,
right.
so they got rid of the dog rather than
rather.
Spaying the dog.
yeah, yeah.
They just shoved the dog on the street.
Oh, good idea!
And, yeah. yes, so there is. They're trying to run a program over there to educate them with
right.
spaying, neutering.
Okay. I think it's a fantastic idea. I was saying
yeah.
to you off air, a friend of mine, Carol. She's got
yes.
one Ruby. She
yeah.
brought over and she's lovely. She took a while, but
yeah,
she is super. She's such a
dogs.
Loving dog.
Yes,
she
they
really
are.
Is.
They're a bit more grateful after
yeah,
than,
I think that. Right, now, if people want to get involved, how do they go about it? You've got a website you
We've
were saying,
got,
yeah?
Yep. It is.
We can walk towards a piece of paper if you need
no,
to walk towards a piece of paper.
www.romrescue.org.
Right.
And we've also got. Facebook page, which is SOS Romanian Rescue Southwest.
Brilliant.
We've got a group also for the rescued and rehomed dogs, so once people adopt a dog, they can join that group and sort of get help and advice from
right.
other people that have
rescued. Already been involved.
Yeah, and
Brilliant.
Usually it's the same. I mean, some dogs come over perfectly fine, other dogs, you know, they might need a bit more support.
Right.
But, you can get a lot of help from the group and from, you know, we're all always around.
Okay. Joe, brilliant. Thanks very much. I think it's
okay.
a fantastic job that you do.
Thank you.
I hope it goes from strength to
yes,
strength.
Yes, let's hope so.
That's Joe there from SOS Romanian Rescue Dogs Southwest. What a good idea.
Oh, fantastic. You know, man's best friend
yeah, yeah.
is dog.
Without a doubt.
And the work that they do, I think, is fantastic. And what I love here is that saving a dog won't change the world, but for that dog, their world has changed.
And you know, I can say definitely because my daughter adopted a Beagles about a year ago. And she's 4, Brenna, and she was in a puppy farm. And she was just... And now to see... transferred from a quivering dog in the corner to the loving home dog that she is, it's just absolutely brilliant.
The Queen has beagles too.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah.
Beagly beaglies. Right, okay, now it's only time for us to disappear, and this event is going on until about 4 o'clock. So you need to come on down. This is Courtfield School, which is the Rockwell Green end of Wellington. And on the field, the weather has dried up nicely, he says, looking at the possibility of showers. But it's been really good. This is the World Wellington Boot Throwing Championship, but that's not all. There's archery, which we'll talk about just before we finish.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.